Another opportunity to gather together and worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see each and every one of you, especially those that we have vision with us. We have a number of visitors, and we thank you for coming. We hope that you'll come back and be with us at every opportunity that you have. Tonight will be our sermon and song service. We're nearing completion of doing that. We'll have that tonight, and then Lord willing, next month we'll finish the month out with another sermon and song service. Our theme tonight is When Jesus Comes. We'll have about seven or so songs, and so those that want to participate in that, be sure to get up with me if I don't get up with you first, and pick out what song you want to lead in that service tonight. I always look forward to that. You do a great job. Those that lead the songs and all the rest of you do a very good job and make that service what it is. I put the title of the lesson on the board before you this morning. Why preach the gospel of Christ? We put a lot of emphasis on book, chapter, verse, Bible, preaching and teaching, don't we? Because we understand how valuable the gospel is. How valuable the Word of God is to us. Knowing without the Word of God, there's no way that we would know how to be saved, how to live a Christian life, how to go to heaven in the afterworld without the Word of God. Just like the penman stated in Jeremiah 10:23, when the prophet recorded there, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it lieth not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And so we are completely, totally dependent upon God on how to become a Christian, how to live a Christian, how to die a Christian, that heaven will be our eternal home. And the only way that we're going to know that is to open up the book of books, the Bible. And I believe we're all on the same page with that. At least I hope we all are. That the Bible is the Word of God. It's not the Word of men, but it's the Word of God. It came forth from the mind of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 talks about. But down through time, as time goes on, individuals may wonder, why do you guys preach the gospel of Christ? Why do you put a lot of emphasis on book, chapter, and verse, Bible preaching and teaching? When a lot of religious bodies today do very little, if any, gospel preaching. They preach a lot of things, they say a lot of things, but very little of it has to do with what the Bible says. But that's not the case here. And whether you're visiting with us or you come on an ongoing basis, I hope you'll continue to find, I believe you will, that the emphasis is on what saith the Scriptures. What does the Bible say? And that's our only authority. That's our appeal as to what the Bible says. That's why we encourage you to take out a Bible and follow along with us. Make sure that what you're hearing is in harmony with the Word of God. So I want to give us some very basic reasons as to why we preach the gospel of Christ. And the first one that I want us to think about is the fact that God commissioned the apostles to preach the gospel. Jesus Himself sent forth the apostles to proclaim the good news of salvation. In Matthew 28 and in verse 19, Jesus said, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Some versions say age. In Mark 16:15, Go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. A parallel to those in Luke chapter 24. The Lord stated in verses 46 and 47, He said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And so the apostles were commissioned to go forth and preach the gospel of Christ. And it falls upon us today to preach the gospel of Christ. Paul, writing to Timothy, stated in 2 Timothy 2, and in verse 2, The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. You find examples along the way of the disciples in the first century doing that very thing. In Acts chapter 5, verses 41 and 42, even when the apostles and the disciples were being persecuted for the cause of Christ, The Bible says that the apostles departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. And daily in the temple they ceased not to preach and teach, and in every house Jesus Christ. And in Acts 8, when the disciples were scattered abroad, upon the death of Stephen, the persecution that arose in those days, they went forth preaching the gospel everywhere. And so why do we preach the gospel of Christ? Because we're commanded to preach the gospel of Christ and to teach others about it. But that's not the only reason. Why preach the gospel? Because the gospel is God's plan unto salvation. I suppose, as I've stated in the past, I could just stay up here and tell you all kind of stories and maybe tell you some jokes and get you to laugh. And you might just leave here being full of laughter and, oh, I had a good time listening to jokes and stories and things like that. But that won't get you to heaven. I want you to leave here rejoicing that you were able to be here and to get something out of the message and to put all you can into worshiping the God of heaven that created you. But I'm going to preach to you the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it is God's power unto salvation, Romans 1. And in verse 15, Paul said that I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, Paul stated, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand. Now watch verse 2. By which also you are saved. What are they saved by? The gospel. That's why we preach the gospel, because it's the only means by which an individual can be saved today, the only message by which an individual can be saved, by the message preaching of the gospel of Christ. By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. And so we preach the gospel because it is God's power unto salvation. You have an example of individuals hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, and obeying the gospel. In Acts chapter 2, as well as Acts chapter 8, and Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 10, Acts 16, Acts 18, Acts 19, all those chapters talk about individuals being converted to Christ upon hearing the gospel of Christ. And so why preach the gospel today? Because it's God's power unto salvation. But also because it is the seed of the kingdom. You remember when a man by the name of Nicodemus came to Jesus by night? Remember what conversation took place, John chapter 3? Jesus said in John chapter 3, beginning with verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, that puzzled Nicodemus, didn't it? He said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter again into his mother's womb and be born? But the Lord wasn't talking about a physical birth. Jesus said unto him, verse 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so we cannot see or enter into the kingdom of heaven except we be born again. Well, how does that take place? Come with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. How am I born again? You have a lot of people that make a lot of statements about that in the religious world. They say, well, the Holy Ghost comes upon you and you're born again. Or some miraculous experience and it makes you born again. Well, many are the stories, but notice what the Bible says about it. 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 23. Being born again, that's what the Lord was talking about in John 3. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. How can an individual be born again? By the Word of God. That's what the text says. You see why we preach the gospel of Christ today? Because without the gospel, people can't be born again. And except they be born again, they cannot see or enter into the kingdom of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and then verse 15. 1 Corinthians 4:15. I'm sorry, Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Luke chapter 8 and in verse 11. You see, born again has to do with the Word of God and it has to do with seed. Notice what the Lord stated in Luke chapter 8 and in verse 11. The seed is, what is it, Lord? The Word of God. The seed is the Word of God. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Romans 8, verse 17. The only way to be a child of God is to be born. The only way to be born again is by the seed of the kingdom, which is the Word of God. And when you obey it, you're born again, and hence a child of God. Now notice this verse, Romans 8, 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. So I preach the gospel of Christ because it is the seed of the kingdom, but also because salvation and the Word, the gospel, go together. Did you know that? There are some things that go together, that God has put together. And God has put salvation and the gospel together. I know that's the case because in Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 13, Paul wrote, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth." What is the word of truth? The gospel of your salvation. "In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." And so it makes the gospel pretty important when the gospel and salvation go together. But also, as you think about why I preach the gospel of Christ, we preach the gospel of Christ because it is the only soul-saving message. We talked about the power of the gospel a moment ago. But it's the only message whereby individuals can hear it, believe it, and be saved. No other message has that kind of power. Are you with me on that point? The teachings of man won't do it. The philosophies or the religions of man won't do it, but God's Word will, each and every time when it's believed and obeyed. In James chapter 1, verse 21, James stated, "Wherefore, laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls." And in Acts chapter 11, verses 13 and 14, He showed us how He had seen an angel in His house, which stood and said unto Him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter." Remember Cornelius having to send for Peter? Now watch verse 14. "Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved?" You realize that without the hearing of the gospel, Cornelius and his household could not be saved? That's what the text just said. "That Peter will tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved." And as I look out in the audience this morning, there's not a person, one, that doesn't have a soul. Every one of you do. Every one of us has a soul that needs to be saved. And so we need to continue to preach the gospel whereby individuals can hear it and be saved. There's a lot of other reasons why we preach the gospel of Christ and not some other message today. And that is because gospel preaching will keep us sound. It'll keep us where we need to be. You ever wonder why so many people go off to the left and off to the right as opposed to staying on the right way? I suggest to you each and every time they have given up on gospel preaching. They're not practicing it anymore. They're preaching other things, practicing other things other than the Word of God. I'll tell you this, that if we continue to preach the gospel of Christ at this congregation, we continue to live by the gospel of Christ, we'll always be acceptable in the sight of God. You don't have to worry about whether we are or not when you do what God says to do. We know that we are. As long as we preach the gospel, obey the gospel, and live the gospel. You agree with that? It'll keep us sound. Like in 2 Timothy chapter 4, begin with verse 1. 2 Timothy 4:1, Paul gives a charge. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word. Why do we preach it? Why is He telling Timothy to preach the word? Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now here's the reason. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Why do we preach the gospel of Christ today? Because it'll keep us sound. We won't turn away our ears from the truth unto fables and heap to ourselves teachers having itching ears when we desire to hear the words of the Lord. And that's where our heart is at, that's what we expect. We expect and we'll settle for nothing less, nothing more than book, chapter, verse, Bible teaching and preaching. That's what I like. Is that what you like? But also, it has drawing power. In John chapter 6, verses 44 and 45, Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father, which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So we can't go to the Lord, to Jesus, except the Father draws. Well, there's a lot of ideas in the religious world as to how one is drawn to the Lord. They say, well, the Holy Spirit will tug at your heart and He'll pull on the strings of your heart or you'll receive some kind of calling. In the still of the night, the Lord will come to you and wake you up and tell you what you need to do. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that. But the Lord says, no man can come to Him except the Father which sent Him draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. Well, Lord, if we can't come to you except the Father draw us, tell us how the Father draws us then. What's the next verse? It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, every is a strong word. Remember, we had a sermon on powerful Bible words or big Bible words. Every man. Therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Now, did you get the point? We can't come unto Jesus except the Father draws. And the way the Father draws us is when we are taught and we learn. And that's by the gospel. Then, when we are taught and when we learn, we can come to Christ. Through the drawing power of the Father, which is the Word of God. No other way. That's how an individual is drawn to the Father and to the Lord, is through the teaching and the hearing of the gospel. And so why preach the gospel? Because it has drawing power. But also because it causes men to believe. It causes men to believe. You know the verse in Romans 10:17, so then without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that comes to God must. Or so then, without faith it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so without faith we can't please God, and the only way to get faith is through the preaching of the gospel, through the Word of God. In John 20, verses 30 and 31. Surely many other things that Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that He is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. The gospel causes men to believe. The gospel produces faith, without which it is impossible to please God. So why preach the gospel? so that men and women can have faith and be pleasing unto God and obey the Lord. But also because the gospel is the truth. The gospel is the truth. Words of men fail. Words of men are not steadfast. Words of men need to be updated. Not so with the Word of God. Jesus said in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make what? Shall make you free." In the book of Colossians chapter 1 and then verse 5, Paul stated, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." The gospel is the truth. "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth," the Lord prayed to the Father in John 17 and in verse 17. In Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, as we touched on in the Bible class this morning, "Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say we now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." See how steadfast the gospel is? Unmovable. "It'll stand when the world is on fire," Matthew 24:35. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away," the Lord said. Why preach the gospel? Because it calls. You know how people are called today? By the gospel. No other way. Come with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. "Whereunto he called you." He's writing to Christians. He's writing to the church of Christ at Thessalonica. Those of you that are here and you've obeyed the gospel of Christ, you're members of the church of Christ that he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. Paul is writing to them. And he says, "Whereunto he called you by our gospel." How were they called? By the gospel. "To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." One is called in no other way than by the gospel. I love that hymn, "Ring Out the Message." Don't you? Why preach the gospel of Christ? I've given you 10 reasons why. And in conclusion, I'll share with you another one. We preach the gospel of Christ today because it's going to be the standard come the judgment day. Ultimately, it's God's judgment. So that every one of us will give an account of himself unto God. 2 Corinthians 5:10 and Romans 14:10-12. But you're not going to stand before God the Father come to judgment day. Did you know that? You'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we shall all us appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So that every one of us will give account of the things done in his body, whether it's good or whether it's bad." Jesus said in John 6:44, or 5:22, "For the Father judgeth no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son." It's God's judgment, given through the instrumentality of the Son, and the gospel will be the standard. Romans 2:16. Paul says, in the day, he's talking about the judgment day, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to what? According to my gospel. Why preach the gospel? Because it's going to be the standard that you and I and everyone else this side of the cross will be judged come the judgment day. So I ask you, have you obeyed it? I've preached it this morning. We'll continue to preach it, Lord willing. But the question is, have you obeyed it? How do you become a Christian? By doing what the gospel says to do to become a Christian. Hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17, believing it, John 8:24. Repenting of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. Confessing your faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33. And being baptized in water for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. When you do that, God will forgive you of everything you've ever committed. Every sin, no matter how big or small you might have thought that it was, God will forgive you. Your robes will be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 1:5. And He'll add you. The Lord Himself will add you to the church of Christ that He purchased with His own blood, Acts 2:47. Maybe you have done that, but you've fallen away, turned your back on the Lord. Used to be steadfast, but you've pulled up your anchor of steadfastness, and as a result, you've drifted out of the ways of the world again. But you want to come home. You want to be restored. You want to start anew. You can do that. God's made provision. If you'll repent of those sins, make confession of them, we'll pray with you and for you. No reason to delay. Come right now.